Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Voices of the Earth. It is May 27th, 2015. I'm your host, Carol Omart Behan, coming to you again 3 weeks in a row straight. There's been, Did I take a break in May? Honestly, sometimes, given the way all the time flows along this year of 2015, well, it's certainly been a couple of weeks and some before that. Voices of the Earth coming to you on the Art of Living Well radio network, which is part of Blog Talk Radio. I've always had just the briefest of introductions, and it never quite got expanded beyond that, but I am filling you in terms of this wonderful network within Blog Talk Radio, the Art of Living Well radio network. A week ago on Voices of the Earth, some of you may have been listening, I celebrated 1 year of hosting this program that was brought my way as a possibility of offering in the wider internet blog, radio, internet radio, all of that. And I've had such a delight in all of these weeks, not every single Wednesday, but the majority. So I've enjoyed the guests that have come on to be voices of the earth through their work, whatever it is that honors Mother Earth and seeks to reweave and celebrate her beautiful living web. My guest tonight is almost someone who needs no introduction for people who listen to this program on a now-and-then basis or maybe regularly. It is Diana Rankin coming to us again for her fourth time in all of this year, and she and I are going to be talking tonight about nature's healing powers. Diana and I welcome all listeners, whether it is you're live tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern, and all of the other times across the thresholds of the time zones in North America and whatever other wonderful connection you have with us. It is the top of the hour here in the East, 7 p.m., a beautiful May evening. Diana is a wonderful friend, a Celtic sister. We have this beautiful connection in that regard. A psychic medium, a life transformational coach, transformational. Just dwell there in that word for a minute. It is certainly the case. She has written so many wonderful books, one of which has been featured on one of our shows. And speaking of the shows, if you are a first-time listener or even just an occasional listener, I'll remind you that Voices of the Earth has all of the shows archived on my website, goldenspiraljourney.com. And if you enjoy the show as it goes along for you, again, whether you're a live listener or your podcast listening, either way, there is a lot to enjoy of Diana's prior programs. You'll find in that list, and it's, you know, it's not endless. I think there's been maybe 40 shows in a year's time. You will find her name popping out at you at several places. And tonight, here we are talking about nature's healing power. Just a little sneak preview to next week so I can tempt you to come back, because we have two authors who are part of a group of authors who have written the book Sacred Sex and Magic. So I am thinking that might be something that you will want to find out more about. So do indeed consider finding out about what might be going on around that hot topic, as hot topic as topics go. I see that we have someone who has joined us on the queue already, which is terrific, because we are welcoming call-in questions, comments somewhat later in the show, because we have a number of things we want to send out in the way of information. And I'm going to be sure that I'm opening Diana's line, because Blog Talk Radio does an interesting thing. So here it is. What I can say to you, I know I'm going to do this. When people, and there probably will be more than one person at a time in the queue, I will take callers for Diana in the order of the time you have been listening. So that much I will tell you, and I have now the pleasure, if I make sure this wants to open up, to welcome Diana Rankin once again to Voices of the Earth. Hi, Diana. Are you hearing me?
Hi, Carol. I am, and thank you for having me back. It's always such a pleasure.
Oh, I am telling you that it's mutually so, and that is the case. And we did have, and for anyone calling from your end of the world, you people are under the gun of storms today. So we were giving some thought to whether we would have nature on our side in making this a possibility, but we appear to. So that much is terrific. So on we go with this. And again, we have a caller who's waiting, and I know that any callers who call in, again, I'm sure we have a live audience out there and thinking of dialing their way in, and I haven't even expressed that number, though it is usually pretty clear on the whatever screen you're looking at, but it is 1-805-292-0349. You will be received by some recording, and as you wait to be called onto the air, you will be able to listen to us. So that much I know is happening. Diana, nature's healing powers, and I'm wondering if among the wildness of the weather, are you receiving rains? Welcome to what has been a bit dry of dryness for you.
Actually, no.
Okay.
The farmers are probably glad to see some rain, but the last couple of days it's been a little bit too much. So it's spring in Ohio, which is where I'm located. And at the moment, I am listening to the storm that just passed, the rain dripping off of the leaves. I live in a woods with these tall, tall trees, and it's just marvelous to listen to the rain falling off the leaves. I wish I could put the phone outside and you could hear it, but
there are a lot of areas in the United States, and it's certainly likely in Canada and places related to us geographically where the sound of rain would be very welcome. It's certainly been needed here. Well, that's kind of the weather report from us. We have so much to enjoy hearing about nature's healing powers in the focus of our time with you tonight. Where should we begin? And take us away with this, and we'll go forward with this topic.
I'd like to start with the energy. And when I say the energy, if people are alone or if there's another person there, I'm going to show you a real easy way to feel the energy. The energy of our bodies. Our bodies are, as is everything, all of nature. We are a part of all of that, that is made up of energy. So you can do this with your own two hands, or you can do it if somebody is there with you. I want you to just open your palm, open your hand wide, and start bringing your two hands together. Or if you have a friend or someone in the room with you, just start about a foot out and start mirroring each other's hands. In other words, one person would use the right hand, one person would use their left hand. So your thumbs are matching. There are many ways of doing this. This just happens to be the easiest. And so as you bring your hand closer together, some people will feel it 6 inches apart, some 12, some will get very close together before you feel something. You may feel like a resistance. You may feel a sense of heat. You may feel sparks. You may feel a sponginess. With different people, you'll experience it differently. But what you experience is the energetic body. And some we may call that the aura. We may call it the pranad. We may call it by many different names, but it is what we are. We are energy. We are not solid. We are energy. So that's a way of showing yourself that you're energy. And a way of actually feeling it. So what I want people to be able to do in order we can help heal the body, we can help heal the spirit, we can help heal the emotions through using that energy. And that's where it starts, is knowing we're energy. So one of the things we can do, it's one of my favorite ways of healing, is using trees.
For me as well. So I look forward to having you share more. I think we each might have our approach, but well, how shall we begin with that? That sounds up a lot of people's alleys, I'm thinking.
I can share or you can share. Which would you prefer?
Oh, please begin. No, I couldn't resist because having done some work off and on with Native peoples, at least tangentially, how it is that they're often referred to as the standing ones. So I'll just put that in the conversation. I think of them more and more as, of course, beautiful trees, but I often like to think of them in my mind and know them to be the standing ones.
Ah, yes. Well, when we go to visit the tree people, we want to, for healing, especially for physical healing, we want to pick a very sturdy tree, a good red oak or white oak, a good birch tree or beech tree, a hickory. I want something with deep roots. So rather, I love maples. I have a woods full of maples. But rather than maples or even an ash tree, pick a good oak, something with good strong roots, a good trunk and soaring branches. And then ask that tree if you can share its energy. And I've never had a tree say no. Put your spine right up in that tree. And as you do that, again, remember, your energy, the tree is energy. Some of you will actually have visions. Others will just have a sense of. One side of you, and it will be the side that is in need of healing, one side of you will feel more solid, will feel more grounded. The other side, you may actually even see your body as energy. And the way we normally see our bodies as energy is usually it's a golden light or a very white, white light. And you may see a portion of your body doesn't have a strong outline. It's pretty fuzzy. I tend to see my body, I call it stardust. And it's like if there's a physical injury, the stardust is scattered. It's not a nice outline. And the tree then will show you where you're out of balance. The tree will actually let you know what needs healing. And then the tree will give you energy to heal that needs healing. And this works for emotional healing as well, but right now I'm just talking physical healing. When you leave the tree, make sure you say thank you.
Yes.
You can stand with tree as often as you need to. That is one very powerful way to use nature for healing.
Oh, how marvelous. And to me, it would certainly sound a mutually beneficial connection. Would you imagine then? Or isn't that do you feel that that's the experience? You are giving, even though you've come in need of healing, your presence to the tree. Would you think that the tree welcomes then this opportunity?
It does. And I do also make a point of when I'm really feeling, if I have a physical problem, after I've used the tree's energy and healed, I do go back and share my energy, my healthy energy, with the tree. But also, when we take something, an old Native American tradition is to leave something. So we can leave organic tobacco, for example. If you don't have organic tobacco, you can pull a hair out of your head and leave the hair. But always leave with gratitude. And it's that gratitude that does the healing for the tree.
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
One of the things I do want to add to this, Carol, is I want to say we tend to take ownership of illness. People call me up and I hear them say, my this or my that, my cancer, my sore throat, whatever. Stop taking ownership of an illness. If we give it to tree is able to heal it better than we are. Then stop taking ownership back, because in our culture, especially, we think these healing modalities don't work because we go and we go to a healer or we go to the tree and we feel great for a few hours, and then someone calls and they say, how are you doing? And we say, oh, you know, my headache's back. Stop taking ownership of it. and start living in the gratitude of perfect health. Start living in the gratitude of balance with nature, and that balance will heal us.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And we may well have, and we do have the one person who's waiting to talk. I think we'll wait just a little bit as we make sure there is. I know there are things we wanted to address ahead of time, and this being one of them. But I'm sure we may well hear stories of this, so that is my supposition. We'll see if it's borne out by the people who are going to be calling in to ask questions and share stories of their own. But it is somehow or other, I'm wondering, as we talked just briefly before the call, being sure that our connections were all in place, that in the present time we are. So I don't know if you want to leap into this. So maybe I better just wait. Let's see, because I know there were things that you were looking to share initially. So let me hold off on that and go to other things that you had in mind to begin the show with to start us off.
Well, I love your story though about the lake.
Oh, the lake.
And the lady
yes,
of the lake. That's a beautiful story of nature healing.
Well, yes, and I'd be happy to share that in a short way. It has a longer version to it, but for the purposes of our hour and maybe a little more tonight, in 2004, I live in upstate New York, not too far, at least in that year, from Syracuse. Syracuse is at the southern end of Onondaga Lake. Onondaga Lake is a lake sacred to, time out of mind, to the native peoples. We know them by the name Iroquois. Haudenosaunee is the name they call themselves. So both of those names, at least we'll say Iroquois for the brevity of the story. But it is a lake since settlement times, white settlement, that became more and more polluted to the point of practically being a dead lake. And people have been striving to bring healing to it in ways that are more scientifically based. I worked with a group that was doing spiritual and healing through prayer and ritual. We spent a full day, it was a Columbus Day of that year, doing ceremony, singing prayers to the lake, a water ceremony patterned after Dr. Masaru Emoto, love and thanks to water, and collecting waters that held our thoughts a larger and larger quantity, and that's what we were doing, creating this beautiful basin of blessed waters. So we did this throughout the day. It was really an amazing experience to work with couple hundred people who came. And the end of the day, these blessed waters, our prayers in these the gathered waters were emptied into a big 5-gallon plastic, you know, to take them out into the lake. So big 5-gallon plastic pail. Several canoes, I mean, in one of the canoes was the water, and taken out into Onondaga Lake and poured out with our best thoughts into the waters. So that was how the day was structured. It was really so beautiful to be doing this as we did all together. So I drove off into the deepening dusk, happy. I'd been part of the group to organize it and tired from the day and happy. And a short way along the drive that goes along the east side of the lake, a very distinct voice in my head said, stop if you can, pull your car over and come down to the water. So just as I acknowledged this, and because it was dark, people had their lights on, and where was I going to do this? And there it was, a place to pull over safely in the traffic. I pulled over well off the road and got out, walked, there was enough light, even though it wasn't a populated place right there, but there was enough light for me to see my way down to the shore. And I stood there knowing I'd been summoned for some particular thing. And as I stood there, I could see, and again, the ambient light of what was left of the sunset, that a figure was emerging maybe 20, 15 feet from the shore, just rising in the water, kind of ethereal. I could see this. and coming towards me in a very beautiful, gentle way. I wasn't the least. I was so elated of some encounter I was about to have with this being, and as it came and stopped, maybe a dozen feet from the shore, I could see a feminine outline, and knew quite really distinctly. We've been communicating with the lake, with the being of the lake, with the energy of the lake, and I knew it was. I call her the Lady of the Lake. She smiled at me. I could see this, Diana, and she said, in that voice you can hear in your within, I could see that she was communicating. I could hear it. She said, "Thank you for this day." She was communicating her gratitude, and then she said so clearly, "We are healing one another." And I remember just being, I could hardly, the words were so amazing, and then I could tell she wasn't sure I'd heard her, and she said it to me gently and firmly again, "We are healing one another." So she had received our healing, but she was in turn, the lake was healing us. It was extraordinary. So, and then she did say, "Please tell the rest." And so I did send that message out to all that I could who had worked that day. But this, it was so extraordinary, the healing that nature offers to us, just as the trees, as you described it in this. So it was a very profound experience for me indeed.
When we have those profound experiences with nature, we experience that oneness with all. Whether it's looking at the stars at night, I always say I have to, when I'm in the city, I say I have to go out to where there are country stars so I can see the stars. So whether it's going out and looking at the stars, it's standing with a tree, it's communing with Nate, with the lake, all of that is very, yes. Just being in nature can be healing. It can also be awesome, and it can be terrible. If we look at the power of nature with the storms that Texas has experienced, and if we look at the power, we can also recognize how we can harness that power for healing instead of destruction.
Mm-hmm.
And that we ourselves are part of this. And that to me, that the Lady of the Lake came to visit you and tell you that I just love that story. It's a beautiful, beautiful story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's and again, as she had to share this with others. I mean, it would have been profound for myself, but it was for me to be clear to others who had come that day. And it continues to resonate. And because there are places in the earth, and we know we won't even have to think very hard where they might be, where there is the healing needed of that place, of whatever it is that has been abused by humankind, because I think that's pretty much the sort we're trying to keep any of it happening any further, but so many places to bring healing to, and yet nature seeks to heal us as well, underlining what you just said about the beautiful oneness we have with all of creation.
Yeah.
So a wonderful thing. I'm wondering if perhaps this patient caller, shall we invite this caller on to share what he or she might want to do at this point, or was there something more you wanted to be sure that we got to before we did that?
Let's do that. Let's talk to the caller, and then when we finish with the caller, I will give our listeners another way to find the answer to a situation we may find ourselves in. So a problem or a situation or some emotional healing that we can use nature.
Okay.
But let's talk to this caller.
Oh, well,
this very
I find
patient
it,
caller.
Diana, I think it's our night. Perhaps the caller was just calling in to listen because as soon as we begin, they have gone off. So
okay.
We are just you and me talking. Perhaps they called in to listen because it is a way of listening, and they were worried we might bring them directly, he or she, onto the air. So what I'll say, because as I'm hearing you say this, and I look back to my lovely little studio screen that I have here on my computer, they have decided to withdraw for now. But I will say this, and I among those who are listening to us live tonight, we're coming down to about 7:30, about midway through this hour, a little bit a little bit long for that. But we welcome callers at this point forward. And that number, should you wish to call in with a question, and Diana has, if you've read the text that is here with the show's title, we definitely are entertaining people who would like to have messages that are psychic in nature for the healing of your body, mind, and spirit. And so you will know if indeed you should call in to ask such a question. All questions and comments are welcome. And that number, 805-292-0349. So do indeed. It's a quite easy process if it's a first time contemplating doing so. It's just a conversation on the phone, that much I can assure you. So with
and
our caller choosing differently, yes?
We're
go
not
ahead.
Too scary. We're not too
no.
scary.
We surely are not. We're very warm and fuzzy types. That much I can say for sure. So you had a place you were going to go after the call that we are now waiting to happen in a little bit, but do call in, listeners, to give us an opportunity to speak with you. That would be delightful. So,
it
Diana,
would.
To you again.
Well, one of the things, and I use this as well as the tree quite often, if I have a situation or I have a dilemma or some I can't find the answer. Now, I tend to journal when I'm looking for an answer, but this is a very easy way to find an answer. It's also something I do with partners in many of the workshops I give. Walk into nature and spend a little time in nature just to allow nature to help you relax and help you breathe. And once you're able to relax a little bit, pose the question. We want to be very clear in our mind what the question is, so you may have to work through the question that itself may be a process to get to where the question is clear. The reason we want a clear question is we want to receive a clear answer. What should I do with the rest of my life is not necessarily a clear question. That's pretty big. So we want to be a little more specific, and it might be something, for example, should I take this specific action to get to my goal? So or should I take this action? Just to kind of narrow down the question so we can handle it. And then once we're relaxed, the question is clear, just start walking through nature. And then something will appear to you. It may be a bird song. It may be a stone. It may be a leaf, a twig. Something will, like I always see it, it's shinier. And these are what I call God moments, where everything around it seems a little fuzzy and there's a spotlight on that one stone or that one object. So pick up that object. You don't necessarily want to keep it, especially if you're in a park. And again, if you are in some place where you're allowed to keep the object, do leave something of a natural origin, such as organic tobacco, behind to say thank you. But then you hold this object in your hand, and you may sit on a stone and contemplate it, or you may continue walking. If you're doing this with another person, you can receive messages for each other. And then you rephrase your question, asking it again of this object. And then you listen, and you're going to receive the answer. So let's say, for example, it's a stone. You go walking and you suddenly there's a spotlight on this stone. And I have done this with stones often if I'm asking about a partner or a relationship. The stone will be in the shape of a heart. So that would be a very clear sign for me to pick up that stone. And then I may ask the stone, is this a relationship I should take to the next step? And the stone suddenly may feel very hot in my hand. It may feel jagged, whereas it was feeling very smooth, or it may feel smooth on jagged edges, may suddenly feel very smooth. You'll get your message. All you have to do then is listen to it. And that's where we tend to fail in two areas. One, we tend to not trust the message, and two, we tend to not listen to it and carry through with it.
Yes, that is that. So you've mentioned here, and for people who come to this show post our hour tonight, because podcast, that's really the greatest number of listeners that is true for many of the internet radio shows that become podcasts like this one will do. You mentioned, of course, your workshops. This might be an opportune moment for you to possibly broadcast a little bit about how it is people might find out more about what you do, and then we could return to this particular instance as you've described it from nature. But I like the little bit of a segue that we can offer you so that people can find out more of how they might participate directly with you other than just hearing you tonight, whether it's live or via podcast. So I wonder if you want to just talk a little bit about opportunities like these workshops you've just mentioned.
Thank you. I would love to. People can always contact me through my website, which is simply www.dianarankin.com. And that's Diana like the goddess, DianaRankin.com. There are articles on there that are free. There's a list of places that you can contact me if you need to be put on my healing prayer list. There also are links on my website to my blog site, which is awakeningintuition.info, I-N-F-O. The awakeningintuition.info is a fairly new blog site. I have blogs on my website or articles on my website, but the Awakening Intuition is devoted entirely to intuition, helping people develop their own intuition. It's completely free. And as a bonus, if you sign up, you will receive every blog in your email box, and you will also receive every other month a copy of my newsletter called The Spiritual Path, which is filled with information to help us develop our spiritual lives. Because I think intuition developed without also developing the spiritual life doesn't quite work. We have to develop both. But the intuition, it's for all of us. I work with business people. I work with medical people. I work with individuals. And so I just said I have to start a blog just for intuition. So that's available. The Spiritual Path is available. And again, these are free resources. My books are all on Amazon. The latest book is called The Found Child. So far, all the reviews are 5-star, which is exciting for me.
Yeah.
I take that back. I think one is a 4-star. But it's
they're still good. But good to know of the rest, yes.
Yeah, and I encourage people, if they really want to know what happens when we're in spirit world before we come into this world, that's explained in the book. It's a novel, so it's around a story about this little boy that the main character, who happens to be named Diana, finds at the end of her lane. And together they go on this rather miraculous journey. And it goes into multiple dimensions and how in soul families and soul partners, and just explains how the universe, how our lives work within our universe.
Yes.
It's a fascinating story, if I do say so myself.
Oh, well, you don't have to just say so yourself, because I have had the pleasure of reading it, and I will refer people who are hearing this to your show in which we talked about this. I think it was in February, and again, I've got the list of archive shows, goldenspiraljourney.com, where they can hear you read several passages that were just wonderful. So I encourage people to whom this is new information to take advantage of the opportunity. And all in the other ways, too, you're so very generous through your websites to share so much of what you do, and you're very it's such a beautiful gift, and it's very empowering. I just congratulate you for being so you get what you the exchange you need for your own work is certainly there in many of the things that you do, but there's all these things which are available freely that people who, again, are somewhat new to what they're hearing tonight, encourage them to go to your website, look at your book, and listen to the radio show, if not the other two that came along of this
Absolutely.
Past year.
And I try to also archive the shows on on my site. One of I am working on the sequel to The Found Child, which is Ancestral Code. But the next book that's coming out will be Joy, The Art of Living a Happy Life. And the Joy book is nonfiction. It is an update of a book that I previously had published, the Happiness book. But it has additional information in it, and it's 35 practices that someone can do to take them, help them break that addiction to unhappiness. That should be out fairly shortly, within the next month. That book will be
exciting.
Out.
Oh, exciting. And like the other ones, available through Amazon?
They're available through Amazon, yes. Yes.
Marvelous. Do you ever, and again, people will be hearing this, so don't live near enough to you to take advantage, because, of course, there'll be workshops and such you continue to do, and they're advertised on your website. Do you ever travel, like if someone got really keen about this whole thing and wanted you to come to their area, do you travel out and do workshops in other places? Just wondering. I'm voicing that in case people are wondering that, who might hear this later as the podcast it will be.
I absolutely would. And and I do. When I have one of the workshops I do, it's a very intense weekend workshop called Awakening to Deeper Intuition. And I'm in Ohio, and I have people come from California. I've had people from New York, from Florida. So people do come in for it. But yes, I have been asked that before. And yes, I do travel. I also do private readings and private coaching sessions. And those I do charge for.
Yes. Yes. I mean, it's the exchange of energy. We were talking about how we're energy, and it's certainly the case. And I'll just toot my own little horn here, because, again, people who might hear this for a first time or two, and you're aware of this and are a supporter of it, but my own work, taking pilgrimage groups to the beautiful sacred energies of Glastonbury in Somerset, England, the southwest, and Cornwall, and that's on this year again after a year or two of not doing one. So, and, of course, something like that requires an energy exchange, which we call by the name of money, which is an interesting thing. We should probably do a show on money, Diana, and what that is, energy-wise. So,
well, the next sacred spiritual path, the May-June one, is on, that's exactly what it's on.
Oh, my goodness. I think my intuition brought that one in. Well, I'm going to tell our number again, because for whatever the reason, you've come on in the past and had a slew of people in the queue. So people are mesmerized by what we're saying so far, but we would welcome their calls. And it's 1-805-292-0349 to join us on the air. So there it is. We've got plenty of time for that, and I'm glad we've also had the opportunity for you to share the wonderful things you have about the work that you do.
Thank you for that.
I have in mind. Yes, you're welcome. And I will ask this, Diana, because it's hovering around me to ask, and. So whatever length of time you might want to respond, but all of us hearing this around this time or live tonight, so keenly aware of the challenges earthwise. I'm thinking of the earthquake in Nepal. I'm thinking of the drought in California, and now the difficult storms, flooding in Texas. What is your sense of it? To me, it's almost. And you have much more of an intuitive sense and a connection. I have my own to to nature. But what do you interpret around that, a message from Mother Earth or anything around that? How would, what is it you're hearing, feeling, understanding about these events?
There are several things going on. Mm-hmm. One, we have just completed, it's nearly a 26,000-year cycle. We've completed that, but we have the aftermath of it. And we're seeing, the way I see it, again, going back to the energy, and the world itself is not necessarily solid, although we see it and experience it as being solid, our planet. But if you imagine almost like a translucent planet being created, not quite beside. If you put your two hands together flat and then just pull them slightly apart, it's kind of a bit of a visual, because I think we've already started creating this new world in the fourth dimension and the fifth dimension.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's where, instead of using words, we'll use our intuition more. It's a place of greater love. It's a place of greater humanity. And all of the ancient myths talk about this time where truth will come out. And we're seeing that in politics. We're seeing that across the board. The other reason, I think, without making this too esoteric, we're overpopulated. We are overpopulated, and the planet cannot sustain the population. And unfortunately, when we become overpopulated, we see massive people leaving. So whether it's like the Earth, it's like Mother Earth says, I need to shake this off a little bit. So whether it's a flu epidemic or it's massive different natural disasters, all of this really is to thin out the population somewhat, because the Earth can't sustain itself. And then the third thing I think that is happening is the Earth healing itself.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The more healing we do with the Earth, the less we will see these monumental storms. It's not over yet, because again, we're creating this energetic, translucent Earth that it's like, energetically, if we look, we can see into other dimensions.
As I did that night, I think, with the Lady of the Lake. She exists, but there was that opportunity to see. That came to mind, just as you said that.
Yes.
Seeing into different dimensions.
Mm-hmm. Well, an experience I had recently, I keep on a keychain an extra car key, and then in front of that, I keep a house key. Now, the car key has a house key on it, but I always keep this other little house key that also is a key to my workshop center in the barn. And one morning, I had used the spare car key, and it was still in my purse because the battery was going dead on the old one, so I had both car keys in my purse. I went to use the key to walk over to the barn to get something, and the key was missing. It was not there. So I took a key from my purse and used it, the car key, using the attached house key. When I came back, I hung that key on the key hook. So hanging on the key hook is the house key that's attached to the car key. But still, the house key that was, it had a little cat, I love cats, tag on it. That was missing still. The next day, it was there. Now, I live with only four-legged people. There are no two-legged people living here. And that was just one experience of, we're moving into different dimensions. And so this Diana, two worlds over, who lives in the same arena but lives a different life, may have moved the key.
Mm-hmm.
it may also just be a spirit was playing with me. But several things in a row happened. My garage door was going a little crazy. I mean, there were multiple things happening. So those, I think we are going to be experiencing more and more of that. I think as we create this new world of greater love, that's very hard for some people, and so there's a great deal of tension. All of our creation myths, we know there's chaos. The creation requires chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And the newness comes out of the chaos. That's the creative process. And so I think that's what we're going through, and I need to be quiet so you can tell us your take on it.
Oh.
I get so excited.
Well, my story would probably reflect what has happened in the last year and a half now, which was this divine opportunity. I was called, it goes back really to nature's healing powers for sure, but I had left a long, long, long marriage of its own good times and less good times, and had gone, you know, separated, and all as people's marriages come to sometimes an end, and was a bit of a gypsy for several years, and then knew in 2013 that I needed to settle somewhere. I'd been, for the interim time, in a beautiful, again, earth-friendly place on the edge of an urban area, Binghamton, New York, and it had been lovely. But in the fullness of that time, 2013 rolls around. And what spirit journey that I do, and a spirit-led journey, that's what I was devoted to. I knew that I was to go forward somewhere to a more permanent address. And it was extraordinary how the opportunity came, because on occasion as these broadcasts begin, I will say I'm speaking to you tonight from Light Spring Glen on the northwest corner of the Catskills. And I had a dream in the spring of 2013. I was just in the process of thinking I would begin looking for a permanent place. And at the end of that dream, near morning, I came out of my dream time with the name, with the words, Light Spring Glen.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's an intuition that we can use, you know, sometimes out of dreams. And so I worked with that and all. So I'll just say I put that aside, but I wrote it down ultimately because my guides wouldn't let me, you know, write that down while you're hearing it. So now I'm a few months on in 2013, knowing I need to look for a place, and the process of coming to this beautiful land on the edge of the Catskills happened in quite a lot of synchronicity, a word we haven't brought in, but I find that for my own life. When I came to this property, and I've done actually a Voices of the Earth show on this early on of a year ago so people can hear the whole story. When I came here, Diana, I knew I'd arrived at Light Spring Glen and that it had called me in my dream time months before I even knew that I was to look for it. The land, the place that we, I think, are, this is what I find exciting. If you're a person who is drawn to the beautiful energies of the earth and work with it and it works with you, there are sacred places seeking you, whether it's a place you're going to live or simply where you go and refresh and resource and restore yourself. I think that's very critical to us as two-leggeds on this planet who are here for very, we just don't wind up here accidentally. We're here to do some, to have a joyful life, if at all possible, and to bring further healing. It's one of the reasons the radio show is something I wanted to do. So, anyway, coming here to this land was extraordinary, and the opportunity to share it with others. Every person who's come and spent some time here, the one word universally used is, it's filled with peace. It's a peaceful place. I believe Mother Earth is so delighted to work with us. And, of course, the Lady of the Lake is a story of several years ago. And it becomes more and more clear to me the further I go on my path at 66 years of age. So that's my input.
And that's a beautiful story, and I so agree. Where I live now, I call it Stone Spirit Sanctuary, mm-hmm. and because it's filled with the spirits of stones. And like, it took me a year to find this place, but when I recognized it because an eagle flew over it. And how do you not pay attention to that? Mm-hmm. You have to. You absolutely have to. It's nature has so many gifts for us.
Yes.
Nature
and
provides.
And the desire to communicate. I mean, the etheric ghostly interaction with the spirit of the lake is one thing, and maybe that's a little harder for people to, you know, that's quite remarkable. But the humble being, the tree, those things that we encounter in a park, like you say, bringing us messages and answers to the questions. I'm finding more and more here, and I've found this in the year and about 15 months I've lived here, is that animals seem to be wanting to come to me with their wild animals with some sort of message to let me know. That's I guess one thing I wanted to say is there is communication, interspecies communication that's happening more and more frequently. I know it's just not my experience. You mentioned the eagle signaling to you, you found your place.
Well, and I want to say that yes, but I want to add to that because our egos tell us we're wrong. And we don't recognize that as ego. We always think of, oh, I shouldn't be in my ego because it'll lead me wrong. Well, it will lead us wrong, but we have to be in our trusting of our true self. And if we trust our true self and we hear that little voice say, oh, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, that's the ego telling us we're wrong. So thank you for trusting your true self, your the deeper spiritual self. I did want to, if we have time, I did want to give one more.
We do. We seem to have an audience with their ears open to receive. So please give us more.
All right. I wanted to give a physical, another way of healing the physical body. And this, in turn, will help us find those ways that what we need to look at in order to heal the emotional and the spiritual self as well. This I learned from Jean Houston, and I know she has been one of your teachers as well, so I thought you would appreciate it. If once we really are aware of the energetic body, the ethereal body, energetic body, by whatever name, once we heal, if there's a rip in the energetic body, there's going to be a counter rip in the physical body, and that creates physical illness. So you can do this on yourself. You can do it. It's actually easier if you do it on someone else. You put your hand, and again, you must get into the space of love. You must get into the space of wanting to be of service. So a short meditation, a prayer, this is always helpful before you do any healing. And this is where if you can do this in nature, if you can use nature to help you get into that space, in the wintertime, if you don't want to go out in nature, at least listen to a CD or an MP3 or whatever that has sounds of nature. So you can really use nature and be in that healing space, knowing you're part of this energy. And then you simply, and this is the part that Jean taught us, you simply start making, let's say somebody has a sore knee, and you simply start making about a couple of inches away from the actual physical body, you start making an infinity sign. It's like a sideways eight. And what you'll find, the way I experience it, if there's a rip in the ethereal body, it's like my arm, my whole arm will just jerk. It's like it stops. It got caught on the rip. And then you can heal that rip by just very smoothly continue to make the infinity sign. And as you do that, the tears will go away. That's how you repair them. You just continue in a place of deep love, and you can call in a healer to work with you And that healer can be a religious figure. It can be part of nature. You can ask Mother Nature to come in and help with that healing. Once the ethereal body is healed, then that creates a pattern that the physical body can follow, and then the physical body will heal from that. Now, that said, that doesn't mean we don't, as the individual who's being healed, that individual must then take the responsibility of finding out, of going deeper in themselves, what is it, what are my gifts from this pain or this illness? It might be deeper compassion. It might be healing an old pattern that needs to be healed. We all know of people who have literally died of broken hearts.
Yes.
The emotions will put rips in our ethereal body, causing physical discomfort, physical illness. That's what we need to heal. I hope I make all these clear for people.
Well, as you have done in previous broadcasts, and I know this is true for tonight, if people have further questions about this or want to follow up, your website offers ways to contact you. So I will certainly encourage that of anyone who's hearing us tonight live, or, of course, podcast, and there will be many people who find their way. These podcasts go out in such interesting ways, and they connect with just the people who need to hear and know of this. But the healing through these ways that you have offered, and I think that was Spirit's intention tonight, Diana, is that I had stories to share, as did you. So it always is perfect in its structure and content. So I know this is true, and we didn't have too much trouble filling the time. Not that we had any doubt. And I will tell you this, Diana, because, and I do not know if you could hear this, but sitting here as I am, Light Spring Glen, and a beautiful night, so my window wide open, looking out at this beautiful, just a beautiful lawn into the little pond, and a robin singing. But it instead of being in the tree, because there are no trees been here in the pond, it stood, or, you know, it's just a standing between the window of my house, talking to you, in the pond. And the whole of the time you were talking of this healing with the as you described it in this last, it just sang and sang. And robins don't sing their songs standing on the ground. And so it gave us the most beautiful chorus standing right there instead of up in the tree where they usually will sing from. They're quite busy when they're on the ground, but it stood right there singing to us.
Well, I'm looking at a robin out in my front yard. And robins are about new beginnings.
Ah!
And they're the springtime
yes.
bird.
Yes.
And I'm hearing, I don't know that I'm hearing robins sing, but I know I'm hearing wrens sing.
Yes. Yes. Ah, there it is. That's wonderful. So I know that a good many people hearing this broadcast, North American connected or whatever, in the Northeast or all through, I'm sure robins are all over a good part of the country, hearing this, and if they come to hear soon or even as they hear this broadcast, they'll know all the more that it was a message intended. Nature has so much to give us, so much to share, and what we focused on tonight is her healing power, and my piece of it was to remind people, as the Lady of the Lake did, is that nature, we are healing one another. So it's just been beautiful to weave these stories and your sharings and all that you do and share with people through this hour of Voices of the Earth. And the voices have come in from many directions tonight, even though callers chose differently in this broadcast.
And that is as it is. As it's
yes.
supposed to be. It
yes.
has,
yes.
has always been a pleasure being with you tonight, Carol. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. The future of Voices of the Earth, and I will say for the purposes of people who've tuned in before, and I know people will in particular because they wanted to hear you, I'm not quite sure with the way the network, this lovely Art of Living Well network, what its future is. It's a little bit, not, it's having its challenges right now. So it's a lovely network, and however it is, it will be what it is. But of these wonderful four times of your being on this show to date, we are all so blessed, and thank you so much for all you've shared with us over these broadcasts, and we'll see if there are more in the future. And if not, people are sure to know they can find you, DianaRankin.com, and be in touch as needed. So,
well,
there it is.
I want to also just add your journey coming up, your pilgrimage. If anyone has any question, they should go.
It is a very amazing year experience, et cetera. So if you, hearing this, dear listener, have a little tingle in Glastonbury, Avalon, Cornwall, any of that, yes, do be in touch and see if indeed you should join our merry band in August. And that's on GoldenSpiralJourney.com. Diana, have a lovely rest of your evening. And here we go out of May and welcoming June and the moon and the tunes and the spoons and whatever else we welcome into. So may the storms have passed and things be full of peace and deep, whatever it is that's gone deep into your land from all of this. So
thank you.
So from Lightspring Glen to Stone Spirit Sanctuary, we will say good night for now.
Thank you. Good night.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Not to mute myself here, but Diana, with great, great thanks. Always a pleasure. And that's just putting it, that is an understatement. So, if you are listening first time to this, look back through the archives on GoldenSpiralJourney.com to the other programs on which she was a guest. And there are so many other wonderful people who have shared their stories, shared their work, how it is that they celebrate their connection with Mother Earth, and how it is that together we are bringing celebration, which is an energy itself that brings further healing of this beautiful world that we share with one another. So heart to heart has always been part of what this show is. Listener, guests, all of that. It is extraordinary. It has been so extraordinary. I can come up with no better word. This is certainly true of next week's show. I am looking forward to it with great delight. Sacred Sex and Magic, possibly a PG show. But I really do not think so. It is a wonderful energy. I will be posting up information about it on my website, on Facebook, on my page there. And do drop by next week or in podcast. It becomes a podcast soon after broadcast. And hear what it is that the authors of this beautiful book have done around this topic and what they offer. The week beyond and the week beyond that, several other wonderful people coming. Joan Port, a shamanic astrologer with fabulous news, and that's on June the 10th. And on we go through June, the moon coming to full, speaking of June and moon and the rhyming ways that goes. I thank you so much. If you're a first-time listener, I thank you in particular. I look forward to your stopping by again to seeing what's going on. Diana's shows in the past, future shows through June and July, and we'll see where the network winds up beyond that point. But it has been a pleasure. Do take care from wherever it is now till then, whenever it is that we might reconnect by listening live podcast from Lightspring Glen on this beautiful May night with the moon coming to full. I wish all of you so very well. Good care. Namaste.
You've been listening to the Art of Living Well Radio Network, a subsidiary of Crowning Light Productions. For more information on all of our programs, go to our website, theartoflivingwell.tv. This is Gene Bogart saying thanks for listening to the Art of Living Well Radio Network. Radio to inspire enlightened living.